Matt Johnson back with more of the Halftime Show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College in their first conference game of the 2019 campaign. And now joined by senior midfielder Tatum Lardonoise. And Tatum, thank you for joining us for the halftime interview. Always good to get a player's perspective on how things are going. You guys are coming off of an incredible run of games here. Meat grinder would be a very polite way of saying it. Three really good teams in 4 days. I know you guys are pretty leg weary. Just give us a sense on where you guys are at as far as physically heading into the conference season, because, boy, that's a tough stretch of games you guys just came off of.
So right now we're really just taking a few days with practice and had a day off here getting ready for conference play. And the next few weeks we'll have a little bit more spread out games, so we're getting ready to get healthy again after our stretch of really rough games with the non-conference.
Well, and a big part of the problem with the scheduling has been the fact that you guys had two games that were postponed, actually, that got moved around a little bit, especially the River Falls game. But having to play Concordia, River Falls, and Bethel almost back-to-back-to-back is, that's a big challenge. And so I know that you guys were pretty leg-weary after that game against Bethel on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it sets us up pretty well, though, to go into conference play, because those are some of the top teams in the MIAC and the WIAC, so getting to see conference games is going to be really good for us back in the UMAC and seeing some people who are more competitive for us.
Well, and definitely it's one of those situations, too, where she scheduled ambitiously, Coach DeGroat did this year. I mean, you guys went down to Texas for two games, and you came back. You've played a bunch of MIAC schools. I know you guys also had some preseason games that were pretty challenging. So it seems like you guys have really faced a tough part of your schedule, and now you're ready to kind of roll going into conference play.
Yeah, so hopefully that really sets us up to be able to, keep the ball moving, switch the field, swing through the defense, and just be really ready for the UMAC and be able to win some games here.
You're in your senior season now. I know you've had some injuries that have kept you out of the lineup the last couple of years. Hopefully that's all behind you now. But just give us a sense on how you're feeling physically and how you're feeling about the season overall. I mean, I know it's one of those kind of situations. Senior year can be a little bit different from the other years because it's almost kind of like a swan song at a certain level. Just give us a sense on how you're feeling now being in your last year and what you're seeing from the team, what you're hoping to accomplish the rest of the year.
I'm just really grateful to be healthy going into the UMAC play, and I'm just really excited to see what this team can do. It's probably the biggest team we've had the whole time I've ever been here, and it's a really talented group of girls, and I'm really excited to see what we can accomplish in conference this year, so I'm really hoping to take a lot of W's the next few games.
How much did last year kind of give you guys a springboard heading into this year? I mean, you guys had a great run at the end of last year, one game away from the NCAA tournament. You won 8 games, and so you brought back also a fair amount of players from that team. You know, how did that kind of serve as motivation for this year?
I think it really set up the incoming players to see that we are successful and we can be successful if we work hard and we come together as a team. I know culture is a huge thing for us, and so really forming our culture like we did last year and like being close as an entire team and just working together for the growth of the program and not just the success of individual players, but the whole team.
And now turning to this game today against Northland, again, it's the conference opener, so it's kind of a clean slate for you guys at a certain level after the non-conference portion of the schedule now is pretty much over. I know you got maybe a game sprinkled in there somewhere, but now basically it's conference the rest of the way. What do you know about the Lumberjills hitting this game here today?
The Lumberjills are always really good competition every year, and they used to take the UMAC, so it's definitely going to be some good competition, and we're going to have to play our best and move the ball quickly.
All right, Tatum, well, thanks for your time and good luck today against Northland.
Thank you.
That was senior midfielder Tatum Lardonoise. I'll be right back with more of the Halftime Show right after this on 91.3 FM, KWS Superior.